This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
On a United flight, this time it happens in France, and it's a drunk pilot. We'll talk about that every day. There's something going on in the air, it seems, anyway. And in the meantime, it still is about the heat, and how can you beat the heat, and what's happening in various places when it comes to warnings and people who are filling up emergency rooms, and what is not the norm, even though it, again, is warm in many areas this time of year. It's something that people are just having a really tough time dealing with, and it's affecting a lot of things that maybe you don't think about, like planes, like sweltering planes and baking runways, and what is the heat doing to travel? So welcome to the show. Hope you had a good day, everybody. What's shaking in your neighborhood is probably what is shaking in all of our neighborhoods. And like I said, it is the weather, the weather, the weather. So let's start there and talk about planes. And it's funny because I thought about planes right away. Because, you know, when you have extreme weather and you've got all that asphalt, you know that it's not good. And when you think about what happens, for example, with planes in the winter in many places like Denver, there's constant de-icing, and that's a big thing and delays planes a lot because of the weather or the grounding of so many when you're talking about thunderstorms and massive amounts of rain that comes down. So there are so many things that obviously will tilt air travel. But this heat wave that has really eaten up swaths of the U.S. in the last couple of weeks is adding up to some other challenges. And the airlines is a big one, and there's a lot of summer travel. So what happens is a lot of times the flights are grounded. Vegas is a great example. It is so hot in Vegas. So a flight can be grounded for 3, 4, 5 hours, right? And you've got travelers and crew that are stranded. They're waiting. And the bad part is when they're cleared to go and you're stuck on the tarmac. You're stuck on the tarmac. So then you have carriers with baggage handlers who have to take extra breaks and have to have a lot more ice. And what ultimately has to happen too with jets taking off is they need to be lighter. So they need to be lighter in the air. Well, how do you police that? Because you have with so many of the airlines, how much you pay per bag. But there's nothing that tells you, hey, guess what? You can't bring a bag. You can't bring a second bag. But this is the kind of thing that is a big concern across the board. So, you know, for example, it's air temperature in cabins. I got onto a plane a couple of weeks ago, and they were blowing hot air on us and said, we're sorry, we know you're uncomfortable. And it took probably 20 minutes, but then finally went back to normal, thank goodness. But there are other planes where they have these uncomfortable temperatures in the cabin because they're waiting on the, you know, the tarmac. And they're trying not to have diversions. They're trying not to have delays because of the high temperatures. They're trying to avoid that. And in order to do it, they're pumping up the air conditioning before passengers board. They pump chilled air through hoses at the gate to cool the cabins, and then they can run auxiliary power for air conditioning when planes are taxiing. But you still have people complaining, trying to just beat whatever is happening with the heat. So you have a provision in a bill to reauthorize the Federal Aviation Administration that was passed in the House last week. And there's all these bills that get passed that we don't necessarily talk about that fall through the cracks. And this was one of them. It calls for a study of the effect on passengers and crew when temperatures inside planes reach extreme levels. The Senate is going to debate a similar measure. So, you know, what happens when they're stuck? What happens? Well, temperatures flare. I can tell you. I think any of us can tell them what happens when you're stuck in some really bad scenarios, when it's an extended amount of time, when you have a domestic flight that's on the ground for 3 hours before it moves to a location where people can even get off the plane. And to me, that's the hardest thing. If they could get people off of a plane, that's one thing, and people can complain and everything else, but you're not in a hot plane. You're not in a hot plane. I mean, if we go back a couple of years, let me just give you an example of that. The Department of Transportation fined an Allegiant Air jet, because of what happened in the jet, $225,000 after receiving complaints that the cabin air pressure became uncomfortable on a number of delayed flights in the couple of years. And they wrote a ruling that they consider the written passenger's complaint deal and took crew member statements, temperature readings, reported medical incidents, and all these other factors to determine whether the airline lived up to its allegation to get somebody from point A to point B. So high temperatures affect flights, and they affect attitudes for sure, I think, on these planes. And there's lots of them in the air. There are a lot of people that are flying because we are in the height of summer vacations. And guess what? Because of the pandemic and coming out of the pandemic and more people traveling, there were so many sweet deals that were offered up that families could snap up, where you could get on a plane and you could afford it if you had a child or two, or even if you're traveling, because it was a lot cheaper than normal. But those cheap flights are biting back because of a number of factors, and one of them definitely, definitely has to do with the weather. Something that we talked about the other day that was super scary was Mitch McConnell, the Senate minority leader, having a frozen face when he went in front of the microphones where he was talking, and then he just froze. He just froze. Clearly, you know, you knew it was something neurological when he was there, and people finally, which I didn't understand, the legislature around him, the legislators, didn't, I think, clear him away from the microphones quickly enough, for my money, because he was frozen and speechless. And I went back and really looked at that, and it was close to 30 seconds. Finally, he was moved. Finally, he was moved. And he's had a couple of falls. So it comes out that he's had a couple of falls. So was it a sort of mini stroke that he had? And if that is untreated, a mini stroke's not good, because it can lead to more mini strokes and even a bigger significant stroke. I think I've talked about this before. I have a neighbor who had that happen and was a lot younger than Mitch McConnell. And it was a series of little things that were kind of ignored, and then all of a sudden it was a big stroke. So it's not about being lightheaded. It's about that being frozen and clearly not doing well. So what does this mean for Mitch McConnell and some of the problems he's had lately? Will he be urged by some around him to step away, or will he hang on tighter? Coming up next, from A to Z, what is happening coast to coast? We're going to talk about it above the fold.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney. I am truly amazed by this audience. Many of you have been reaching out to me to ask more on what I call the No Drone Zone. How do you find out about the show or listen to podcasts or guests or even my books? So here we go. Go to katedelaneyradio.com for more on what's shaking in my orbit. To reach me, simply hit the contact tab and send an email. Behind the scenes photos, great video, travels, the dog, yeah, that's Dennis, he is the mascot. Go to Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook, Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook, or hit me up on Twitter at Kate S. Delaney, at Kate S. Delaney. For any of my books, including Deal Your Own Destiny, Amazon simply is the easiest. Thanks for listening as we talk about what's happening in my backyard and yours and how it affects us. We throw in laughs, cheap movie reviews, the man cave, and authors with some interesting stories to tell. If you've already forgotten everything I've just said, just go to katedelaneyradio.com.
So we move coast to coast and talk about some of the things that are being discussed, what I call the virtual news, because people still will get newspapers. You can see newspapers that are sold. Probably you have a neighborhood paper, and usually there's a bigger paper, but boy, that is shrinking and shrinking. But there is the virtual news, the virtual newspapers that some people will subscribe to. So if we go by what's above the fold, in other words, the top headlines, and we were in New York, for example, if you look at the New York Post, if you look at the New Yorker, if you look at any of the daily papers in New York, what would be talked about, of course, is the weather. Con Ed is the big power supplier in the New York area. Con Ed is telling New Yorkers, hey, ease up on the AC. Limit that electricity usage during peak hours to conserve energy and prevent potential power outages. This is common across the U.S., especially in bigger areas, because more people are pulling on the power, so that's pretty obvious and pretty scary, because when the power goes out, forget about it. I mean, then you're sweltering even more. Who knows how long it will take to restore it, plus everything that's spoiling in your refrigerator and on down, the things that trickle down after that. So Con Ed's doing that, but Con Ed's not the only company that's doing it. All right, the other thing that is being reported in New York, and it's being reported in lots of other places, is what is going on in the White House with the dog. Major, who is the Biden family dog, was rehomed for biting two people. Now his successor, Commander, has attacked seven. In fact, so bad it sent one Secret Service agent to the hospital. Can the Bidens not get a dog that doesn't bite? What? When the dog bites, you got to do something. So is this one going to also be rehomed? Is it something about being in the White House that has these dogs on edge? It's a mystery, but this is yet another one. If it's bad enough that somebody's got to go to the hospital, they got to make a change there, and I can't imagine that they won't do that. Something else that's being talked about, and from coast to coast, especially on the East Coast and especially on the West Coast, but it affects people all over the place, it's the crews behind the actors. So you've got a writer strike and you have the actor strike, the SAG-AFTRA. And when you look at Hollywood and you talk about the salaries and what people make, and of course you have people that make a ton of money, the famous actors we see on the screen, the famous directors, the names that you hear over and over again. But there is the other people. It's the character actors. It's the people behind the scenes. I say this all the time. Look, the electricians, the people who are doing the lighting, the people who are dealing with trailers that house the people who are there to scout out locations, all super, super, you know, important. So, for example, I'll just give you an example of what, let's say, somebody who is a character actor who gets a little bit of screen time, typically on some shows, so a little bit of face time, maybe $8,000 an episode. That's pretty sweet if they can stay on enough episodes, right? And this is before taxes. So there was a big story in The New Yorker about this, $56,000 for 7 episodes. So that's decent. I mean, other people are paid out of that money, but at least that's enough to qualify for insurance. But without insurance and families to raise and dealing with the what you have to deal with the hours, etc., becomes a lot harder than you would think. So the streaming, the things that make a production last, stretch dollars, pay more people, all of this is in jeopardy. And part of the problem, of course, is the fear of what actors and what the trickle down is for everybody else, which what they're not getting because of not being paid residuals for certain things, or AI and the likeness. We've talked about that certainly before. And those details, those human stories, because it's about stories, they're playing out in lots of different publications to humanize, you know, what we are seeing. All right, what else is being talked about? The other thing that's being talked about across the board, above the fold, is more indictments for the former president. So it's kind of like the indictment watch now that more charges keep getting added. So the latest is that there's a new indictment that was filed in conjunction with this prosecution by the special counsel, this guy named Jack Smith. And this is related to Trump and a top aide adding charges against the former president for his handling of classified docs after he left the White House. So the new indictment also charges Carlos D. Olivier, a maintenance worker at Mar-a-Lago, who helped move boxes in of classified documents. You know, it was last week that Trump announced that he had gotten a letter notifying him he's the target of grand jury examining the January 6th riot and the efforts to overturn the 2020 election and the other investigation that is being led by Smith. So there were members of the grand jury in the January 6th investigation that were spotted at a courthouse today. No indictments have been returned, and none are expected. But members of the grand jury were seen leaving the courthouse around 4:30. So pretty late in the day. And there was more meetings in Jack Smith's office. And more, you know, were asked about indictments or possible indictments. So we'll see where that ends up, because more charges mean more lawyering, mean more possible court dates, mean a lot of things. The other thing that is on the positive side is, as much as we were kept talking about recession, I feel like every time I cracked open this mic, in an effort to get you ready for, hey, we might get clobbered with this, is now we see that the gross domestic product rose at a 2.4% annualized pace in the second quarter. So guess what that is? That's more than the 2% estimate. Consumer spending is part of the reason for the good quarter. People are spending money. And then a Commerce Department, they have this inflation gauge, increased 2.6% down from a 4.1 rise in the first quarter. So well below the estimate for a gain of 3.2%. So we're still, you know, even though we kept hearing the recession, recession, it's going to be a recession, the dreaded R word, blah, 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 I think that's what I called it, the dreaded R word. What's happening? We had economists on, we talked about it. But when you've got the sum of goods and services increasing, people are spending money, people are propping up the economy. That means the quarter is solid. And that's why we're seeing gains like in the stock market, for example. And even though we just had and got clobbered by another rise in the interest rates, we are looking at employment and we're looking at this consumer, you and me, that we're resilient in the middle of all this. We're just hanging in. We're as resilient as we can be. And I think that it's that philosophy of, man, I'm going to do what I'm going to do. I'm going to figure out a way to get this thing that I need that's going to make me feel better about whatever it is. I mean, hopefully the credit card bills aren't going sky high, because with the interest rates, it means more and more money that credit card company is going to get, and more that you're going to lose because of the rates and what they're going to, you know, plop on top of that. But as far as the spending and buying the goods, that is the good news, because the recession, the idea of the recession, is being pushed further and further and further away. And now something from the ridiculous, and this was played out across in the Chicago Tribune, for example, in the Los Angeles Times, was this story about an Amazon delivery man who dove into a customer's pool fully clothed. This was in Southern California. How do you beat the heat when you're on fire? Well, you jump in the pool. So, of course, the unidentified driver made a little bit of a splash on social media. It's captured on a security camera in this backyard. The homeowner left a note for the delivery man by the pool saying, if you want to go for a swim, you're welcome to. So guess what the delivery man did? Dove in the pool. Good for him. Stay with us.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327. Or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. The U.S. economy grew faster than expected in the second quarter as labor market resilience underpinned consumer spending, while businesses boosted investment in equipment, potentially keeping a much-feared recession at bay. GDP increased at a 2.4% annualized rate last quarter, the Commerce Department said in their advance estimate of second quarter GDP numbers on Thursday. President Biden is laying out his plan to combat extreme heat conditions gripping the country. The president announces that he wants Acting Labor Secretary Julie Hsu to issue a heat hazard alert.
It clarifies that workers have a federal heat-related protections. We should be protecting workers from hazardous conditions, and we will. And those states where they do not, I'm going to be calling them out.
Tim Berg, USA News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Well, I am a huge fan of cotton. Seriously, I am so picky about my T-shirts, and I have a ton of them. I am really excited to welcome to the show Kim Kitching. She's the Senior VP Consumer Marketing for Cotton Incorporated. And what's the big deal about cotton? Well, a lot, not just in my life, but in a lot of people's lives. And what's really cool is when you talk about cotton and you talk about the kind of fabric it is, and you think about the Seal of Cotton's 50th anniversary, and that's what we're talking about, the Seal of Cotton, and all the various things that cotton, I think, represents for so many of us. Kim, thanks so much for coming on.
Thanks for having me, Kate. It's great to be here.
So what is cotton's impact for me, for my listeners, for consumers?
Sure. Well, you know, first I like to start with the economic impact because we don't think about that. But cotton provides income to more than 250 million people globally. Of those people, about 28 million are cotton producers or farmers around the world. Also, when you start to look at the apparel and home textile items we buy, half of those contain cotton. So it really starts to have an economic impact on our industries, not just in the U.S., but globally. And more than that, Kate, when you think about it, from the day we're born in the hospital, we're wrapping that cotton blanket to when we leave and we come home and sleep on cotton sheets. We dry off with cotton towels. You live in the T-shirts you were just talking about, denim jeans. There's even cotton in our hygiene products that we utilize. And you can use the entire plant of cotton. So you bake with cotton, often with cotton seed oil. So it truly is the fabric of our lives.
Yeah, and I mean, that's such a great tagline because that just is in my head. There's no question about it. So I said that the Seal of Cotton is celebrating its 50th anniversary. Tell me about the seal. How was that created? How did that start?
Sure. We created the seal in 1973, and at that time it was created to regain market share from synthetic fabrics. So think about the polyester leisure suits and what was going on at that time. And if you put the seal of cotton on there, it helped to quickly identify products. Because at that time, people weren't thinking about checking labels and what that meant. So that's why it was created, was to be a visual indicator. It was on sewn-in labels primarily, and then went into hang tags. As we started to regain market share in apparel and home fabrics like sheets and bedding, we then also went to television. That's when, to what you were saying, the iconic, the fabric of our lives associated with the seal of cotton came to be. That was about 1989, and that made cotton an emotional connection to a consumer that no other fiber has. And it's just been a wonderful opportunity since there, and a great way for consumers to know what they're buying and to trust what they're buying.
Yeah, so the seal of cotton really, if we get down to it, is it changed our views on fabrics, right?
Yep, it absolutely did. Consumers began to associate cotton with things such as breathability, ease of care, hypoallergenic, and even longer lasting. So when we talk about longer lasting, from research in consumers' closets, we know that cotton items last about a year and a half longer, and they wear them longer than they do items made from other fibers like polyester. So that's good in an environment like today with inflation and increases in prices and apparel and other things too. It's good for your wallet as well as the environment.
Yeah. And, you know, talking about synthetic fibers and fabrics rather, and talking about the difference with cotton, and you're weaving that into the conversation, it's better for the environment, correct?
It absolutely is. I think most people know that cotton is a natural fiber, right? It's grown from the earth, but it also returns to the earth. And as I mentioned earlier, every part of the cotton plant is utilized. So once you're done wearing that garment, if you recycle it in a recycling program, such as Blue Jeans Go Green, or it goes to a landfill, the great news is that in that landfill, cotton biodegrades. It is significantly faster rate than polyester. And polyester has microplastics. So you may have heard about that in the news, about microplastics in our waterways and what that's doing to us in aquaculture. That's not an issue whatsoever with cotton because it completely biodegrades.
Yeah. Wow. Such interesting stuff. And I know that there's even more we can learn. Where do we go to do that, Kim?
Sure. We would love for your viewers to go to the Fabric of Our Lives. .com. That's our website, and you can learn there about the environmental impact of cotton, but also things such as how to take care of cotton garments, how to get stains out, where to buy cotton items, and learn more about the seal. So we would love for your viewers to go to thefabricofourlives.com.
I'm there. I need to find out about stains. That's perfect.
They can come out. You can get
exactly.
Out.
Kim Kitzinger, Delight, Senior VP, Consumer Marketing, Cotton Incorporated. Thank you.
Thank you.
It's so interesting about cotton, and it's true. I don't know about the rest of you. You know, when you have the itchy t-shirts and stuff, it's the worst. And I have loved, like, that pure cotton. I gave a speech one time in Lubbock, Texas. Boy, the people are great in Lubbock. And there's a lot of cotton fields in Lubbock. And I had a chance to, talk to a couple of cotton growers there. And it's, that industry is pretty big there. But, you know, cotton is being affected by the extreme heat. Extreme heat is costing cotton farmers billions of dollars, whether there's a drought, the heat wave. It takes a big toll on some of these harvests. So, for example, when you get off the plane in Lubbock, you'll just see just rows and rows of those cotton fields. And there's a lot of people employed in that industry there. And how much of it is irrigated, and it depends on the location. So the location would really dictate what's happening. But, you know, water constraints, fertilizer costs, all of that, in as far as other crops are concerned, there's been a lot of interest in cotton because of what it requires, which isn't as much as some of the other crops like corn, etc. And cotton is planted from mid-April to mid-May and harvested in October through December, and an irrigated yield, the average is 5 to 1,000 pounds of lint depending on the climate. But I just found it so fascinating because truly I am a person who likes to have my cotton. It was interesting to speak to her. I didn't realize even how many people were employed in the cotton industry, though I knew it would probably be a lot. But you heard what she said, 250 250,000 people plus. Well, really 250 million people across the board. In every nook and cranny globally, but in the United States, some of these farms, how many people work there, et cetera. So I mentioned this at the top about the United Airlines pilot who was intoxicated, who turned up for a transatlantic flight. He was staggering. He was glassy-eyed, I guess. He got a six-month suspended prison sentence. He was six times over the legal limit. And what happened was he was set to fly from Charles de Gaulle Airport in Paris to Washington Dulles Airport in Virginia. And he told the court that he was, this was on Sunday. He told the court that he had only had two glasses of wine the night before, but officers said that he was definitely showing signs of obvious drunkenness when he came to work at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and that blood alcohol level, six times the legal limit for pilots in Europe, three times the Federal Aviation Administration's limit. So he had to do a breathalyzer, and that's when, once he did the breathalyzer, it was like, yeah, there's no way that you're going to be able to fly. So can you imagine staggering a little bit glassy-eyed? I think that was what really stood out. And, of course, the pilot was also fined and his pilot license suspended for a year because there's that no-tolerance policy for alcohol. And in 2019, this is what they called it, United Airlines tightened its bottle-to-throttle rule. So pilots have to have their last drink 12 hours before they report to duty. I remember this. This was just a week or so ago. There were two United pilots that were arrested in Scotland on suspicion of being drunk less than 2 hours before they were supposed to fly to Newark, New Jersey. Ooh. And you think about a six-month suspended prison sentence. Is it too much? Is it too lenient? Is it too harsh? Bottom line is there's no license there anyway now since that's suspended. So that was probably not wise to have a bunch of drinks before he ended up jumping on the plane. It's good that they caught that because how can you not be impacted? I mean, alcohol affects people in different ways, body weight, all of that. Depends, but if he was clearly showing signs that he had had too much, of course that's not a good thing. And it's good that it was obvious, and it's good they had to do the breathalyzer. I don't know about you, but yeah, I'm not looking for someone to fly me that far and be that altered, right? And there's no replacement players. It's so tough. So if that's the direction someone goes, boy, there's not a who can I call at the last second here? It's not like the old days of flying, the cowboy days of flying are so far gone, especially because of delays and everything else that you're dealing with in flying in general, the congestion, you're definitely going to get nailed. And then one last one here, because we were talking about the strikes and the impacts. The Emmy Awards, if you're an award show person, I doubt this audience. I'm thinking, I don't know, maybe 10% of you. But the 75th Annual Emmy Awards, not going to happen on September 18th, getting pushed, postponed, if you will, January 2024 because of the writers and the actors' strikes. Coming up next, we can never get enough healthy advice. Stephanie Sassos joins us from this super huge magazine, Good Housekeeping. She's a nutritionist. Talk about those cosmic crisp apples and other things.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Powdy Arco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I think I need more of Stephanie Sassos in my life, and you do too. Wait till I tell you what we're going to talk about. We know life is complicated. We're pulled in a lot of different directions. That's what I hear from everyone, my friends, my neighbors, myself. But certainly eating healthy doesn't have to be ridiculous. With some nutritious hacks and some easy summer recipes, plus highlights of Good Housekeeping's magazine guru. She's an institute. She's a registered dietitian. Stephanie Sassos joins us. Good morning, Stephanie.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
So let's talk about eating healthy and hacks and that kind of thing. And I know you're going to talk about a lot of products that we can easily get, including one of my favorites, Green Giant.
Yeah, so all of these products that we're going to talk about today have our Good Housekeeping Nutritionist approved emblem, which is basically designed to help you identify better for you choices at the grocery store. And, you know, to start, we know that produce is the cornerstone of any healthy diet, and we all need to be eating more fruits and vegetables. So we're going to give you some fun ways today to add them into your diet. And first up, we have Cosmic Crisp Apples. This is going to be your new go-to. They're a cross between an Enterprise and a Honeycrisp, so they're slow to brown, they're really juicy, large, tart, and sweet, perfect flavor profile, and they're awesome for snacking, baking, juicing, you name it. And so today we're highlighting this incredible apple bruschetta recipe with Cosmic Crisp. That's an innovative take on the traditional recipe with some fun twists to really make a nice dish for any of your summer entertaining here. And you mentioned Green Giant, right? And so that's one of our favorite brands. And today we're going to spotlight their restaurant-style garlic parmesan green beans. Now, what we love about these is that they are chef-crafted, premium-cut vegetables paired with savory sauces, and they cook up really quickly. So I like here really doing them by themselves, but we dress them up a little bit with some sliced almonds and this maple Dijon green beans recipe that you are going to love. And what's your favorite Green Giant product? You know, I know you said you love it. What's like a staple for you that you're always turning towards?
Green beans. I love the green beans.
Yeah, I think green beans are a crowd pleaser. Even my picky 2-year-old loves green beans, so the whole family will get on board with this side dish for sure. And when it comes to quick and easy family meals that are still really good for you, Beyond Steak is a groundbreaking new product that is actually the first steak to be certified as a heart-healthy food from the American Heart Association. That is because it's actually a plant-based product. It's made from fava bean protein, but it is packed with tender, juicy deliciousness, and it's also really awesome nutrition profile. It's got 21 grams of protein, no cholesterol, only 1 gram of saturated fat, and here we have it in this beautiful Vietnamese salad bowl that you can find on Beyond Steak's website. And when it comes to protein to keep us healthy and strong, eggs, of course, are protein superstars. And we love Eggland's Best Eggs because they're going to be high quality, have that superior farm fresh taste, and they have incredible nutrition. They actually have 6 times more vitamin D and 10 times more vitamin E than ordinary eggs. You can find them anywhere. All you have to do is look for that red EB stamp on top. And today we're showcasing it in this Make Ahead Turkey Sausage Vegetable and Cheese Breakfast Casserole. So I don't know about you, I love a meal prep hack, and this is freezer family, which makes it also family friendly too. And last but not least are Dash seasonings. So this is my solution at home for heart healthy meals. You're going to get so much flavor here without the added salt. And their original is an all-purpose blend. It's a beautiful peppery medley, and it goes well in practically any dish, but we have it here in a nice vinaigrette on a summer spinach and strawberry salad that's packed with antioxidants, fiber, vitamins, and minerals to help you feel your best.
Wow, this is all super, super good. And I love the idea of Dash, because you're right. I mean, you know, what do we complain about? Oh, we, you know, we need more salt, and we pour too much salt on things. And I've tried some of the Dash products, and I'll get some more of those, and I'm sure some of the listeners will too. And I have to say, your background is so interesting, and I found out that you were an avid CrossFitter, and you talked about your family, and you have this big Greek family. So you must be the go-to person, not only just for good housekeeping and all of us, but for your family. Am I right?
Absolutely. I always say I come from a big, fit Greek family. So we all are very passionate about healthy living and the Mediterranean diet. And so many of these foods work into that. And, you know, the biggest thing is that when you're eating good foods that are nutritious for you, you feel your best, right? That's what it's all about.
Yeah, boy, I so agree with that. All right, Stephanie, where can we go for more information?
Well, you can get all of these recipes on the brand's website, and you can check out the latest issue of Good Housekeeping out now and visit goodhousekeeping.com for more information on healthy living.
All right. I love it. Stephanie, thanks. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
All right. A couple of quick hits before we skedaddle from this air for this hour. A follow-up to Bronny James. Bronny James, of course, the son of Los Angeles Lakers star LeBron James, discharged from Cedars-Sinai Medical Center in Los Angeles. He was treated. He had that cardiac arrest that happened during a USC practice on Monday. They are hopeful for his progress and encouraged by his responses, what was said, and his resilience. And, of course, there's lots of support for him. That's not a surprise. It had to be a scary moment, though, when he was taken to the hospital and he collapsed on the court on Monday. And the good news is that they were able to get him there, and he was able to bounce back. What does it mean for the future of his career in basketball? There's not much conversation about that. I mean, he committed to USC in May, got a ton of offers from all kinds of big schools, Ohio State, Memphis, et cetera. And so there are high expectations for him, and we'll see what happens. Can he move on? And because there's, of course, no timetable for when he would return to the court, and that makes sense because they got to figure that out. Crazy story that we talked about a couple of weeks ago, I want to say now, about, or maybe a week ago, it was, but about this man that was injured by a flying cell phone on Cedar Point's Maverick roller coaster. I went to school not far from Sandusky, Ohio, and everybody used to talk about Cedar Point, and I finally went to Cedar Point, and it was about these roller coasters, a big old roller coaster that they had. So can you imagine this? And I thought about this, why this doesn't happen more. There was a loose iPhone that flew out of someone's pocket when they were riding this roller coaster, and it smashed into this guy's face. In fact, what's interesting is his name is David Carter, and he's a paramedic, and he's in his 20s. So he was the guy that was injured, and imagine that. He's a paramedic, and he said he had blood dripping down his face. He felt dizzy. He talked about his injury on social media, and it flew out of the pocket of a boy that was riding ahead of him. The boy's mother also lost her phone when it fell into water below the ride. And I saw pictures of him, and he's got blood in his hair, he's got blood on the side of his face. So loose items, right? Usually you leave your loose items with somebody that you're with, but what if you're not with anyone else? There's just a couple of you. And some roller coasters have storage bins for loose articles. I don't know if they did or not, but it's crazy. We had the North Carolina roller coaster that had the visible crack, and they had to close it for a week to figure out what was going on with that. Then you have the Cedar Point thing, who the guy is concussed after he was hit with a flying cell phone. And, what did the park do? What does the park do when something like that happens? You know what they did? They reimbursed him for his fast pass, and they offered him free meals the rest of the day. But I don't know. If I'm hit, it's like 6:30 in the night, I'm smashed with a cell phone, I feel lightheaded, blood is coming down my face. I don't know that I'm going to really hang around for a long time in the park. I'm just saying. So it'll be interesting to see if he files a suit. I can imagine that might be a possibility. Could be a possibility. All right, the music means we got to dance on out of here. Just a quick reminder, we do live in strange times. Please be safe, be sane, and be happy. This is the way, peeps.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You, too, can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original pure Pau D'Arco and drink super tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.